Hello, skiers. Welcome to AltaCam.com. My name is Johnny B, and today I'll be talking with professional free skier and legendary bartender Dan Withy. Dan, as always, good to see you. How's things going?
Great, Johnny.
Nice. Hit any ramps lately?
Tons of ramps.
Well, I saw you hit that one the other day. to begin with, tell us where you grew up skiing, Dan.
I started skiing. It was kind of a fluke, really. I never skied much, you know, played like baseball, stuff like that. And my parents took us on a ski trip up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, up at Ski Brule. They have a run that's a mile long there.
Really?
Yeah.
Ski Brule?
Ski Brule.
Right on.
And I was 14. My brother was 6. Started skiing on the exact same day. And I remember just trying to stop. I remember my sister was better than me, and there was nothing that she was better than me at. And once I learned how to stop, it was all downhill.
It was all downhill from there. So you and your brother learned to ski on the same day.
That's right.
Impressive. And tell me, what was your fondest memory of that place, early childhood skiing?
I think I just remembered, I don't know, it's probably what everybody thinks about when I first started skiing, about how far you can go, you know, like, I just never done any sports like that before, like gravity-style sports. I never skateboarded or barely even rode my bike, just because I always spent my time doing other things. And I think I enjoyed the fact that you could just cruise so far. And it definitely got me addicted to it.
Pretty hooked from that point on.
Very much so.
All right.
I even quit wrestling because of it.
Really? So you're a wrestler, too?
That's right, buddy.
Nice.
98.
Tell me, Dan, what album best sums up your childhood?
Oh, jeez.
Be honest here.
Probably anything from Van Halen. I remember my whole room was Van Halen, like Eddie Van Halen posters and stuff like that. My dad probably thought it was, probably really wasn't sure how it was all going to work out.
Dude, I didn't know we had that in common. I was a big VH fan. Bandanas around the neck, like David Lee Roth.
Dude, I thought those guys were so cool. So funny.
they were at the time.
They were cool.
You know? Yeah. So
I lost it, though, after David Lee Roth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle Hagar either. It really crushed me. So what's the album? What's the one album?
Oh, you just can't pick, come on, you can't pick one.
Yeah, I guess there was, I guess you're right.
I guess high school maybe was more Led Zeppelin. Van Halen was maybe more like middle school.
Really? Yeah, I think for me it was middle school, but I was kind of expecting from you maybe a 6 album or something. I mean, I feel like you're holding out on it.
Boston, maybe.
Yeah, Boston. Well, all right, cool. Yeah, you're right. It'd really be hard to name one album.
Freshman year was a lot of Boston.
Freshman year of high school, a lot of Boston.
Yeah, More Than a Feeling.
That song was a huge song of my life, too.